I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Without being too broad, we did think it was in the best interest of our organization, not only the future, but right now, this season. We've gained a Pro Bowl player in an area that we had big concern in. Let me go beyond your question. First of all, I want to tell you that I really like Micah. I appreciate the years, 4 years that we've had him here, and he's a great player.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney today here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw behind the glass on this featured artist Friday. Who is the who we got today?
Bad Religion. Bad is Religion. Our featured artist today.
So we'll be playing Bad Religion all the way up until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan. Of course, at noon, Ryan Ripken will join us for Ripping It with Ryan. So a lot of NFL and baseball talk today, but we start with the big news in the NFL yesterday with the Dallas Cowboys trading Michael Parsons yesterday afternoon to the Green Bay Packers for 2 first-round picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. You just heard from Cowboys owner Jerry Jones there and GM talking in the press conference last night. I watched a good bit of it, and Jerry is trying to sell the fans that somehow they got better. That the one of the main reasons for this deal was they want to stop the run, and he is right that they have been slaughtered on the ground in the playoffs every time they get there. I'll give him that, but I'm not buying that Kenny Clark is the answer. And I like Kenny Clark. Mm-hmm. He's had a good career. I like Kenny Clark, but we're talking about them trading arguably the best defensive player in the NFL today. I mean, it's a bad deal. You trade a talent like that, you're not going to get equal value. Jerry could say what he wants. He could try to spend it how he wants. I mean, you do this a week before the season starts. I don't know how has he not lost the locker room after making a move like that?
I think the locker room probably has lost a lot of confidence, you know, because when you have a guy like that, you drafted, and he's more than what you thought, it's kind of pretty easy that I'm paying that dude. It's like when we had Sean Taylor. You know, we got Sean Taylor, and Sean was great. You know, he was spectacular. All right, and you know what Dan did? Called Drew Rosenhaus, who was the agent, said, "Drew, I'm going to pay him, just don't beat me up too bad." You know, I mean, it's just we're paying him. I'm paying him, but just don't take advantage of me too bad. You know, I mean, that's whereas with that type of guy, when you have that guy, you're not trying to win the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just trying
you
to.
You can't. The winning the deal
like
is
Kyle Hamilton.
Him. Yeah.
The highest paid safety prior to Kyle was 21. He got 25.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, Kyle's happy. He's one of my best players. He's a great player. He's young. We drafted him. Giving away 26-year-old superstars doesn't make a lot of sense. I remember, Cordell, we won a Super Bowl in 94, and Deion was young at the time. Al Davis told Jerry Jones, said, if you let San Francisco keep him, they're going to win the Super Bowl. You get Deion, you'll win the Super Bowl. And what did they do? They got Deion and they won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, so, I mean, that's the kind of impact. I mean, this kid's going to have, for Green Bay, I mean, if I'm Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit, I'm pissed off. You know, that Jerry, you know, because I watched that Dallas thing on Netflix. Did you watch that?
I'm in the process of watching it.
Yeah. Just like he was much sharper and stuff. I mean, he's 80-some years old now. Yeah. So Steven's kind of got to tread lightly because I'm sure his dad says, Steven, I own the team. So it was just... And then when you just try to deal with the player only, that's a bad look, especially if he's got an agent that's a big-time agent. And the problem is they got two other players that are going to be free agents next year with the same agent.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to have good relationships with the agent, especially if you're a superstar player. Drew Rosenhaus, you know, like, he had carte blanche at the Redskins when I was there. Drew could do no wrong. You know, I mean, he'd be on the sidelines of games and all that kind of. So, got to take care of the people that got your guys, man.
And they talked, he was asked that last night about, you know, are you worried that this has impacted or maybe fractured that relationship with Mulugeta, who, like I said, represents other players on his team. And Jerry goes into, you know, which he's not wrong about. You have to have thick skin to be in this field. You have to be able to keep your eye on the ball. My question is can Jerry, like, does he not have hurt feelings? You can't convince me that he doesn't take it personal. And even to your point about Steven Jones, watching the presser yesterday, you could see a little bit of the dynamic between them. Steven sitting back, letting Jerry, who initially says he doesn't want to go into too much detail, and then proceeds to go into a lot of detail, and he's calling Michael multiple times, and
that's on purpose.
Steven corrects him at one point, and then even at times Jerry would give an answer and Steven would kind of jump in and not correct it, but try to spin it a little bit more in the direction that they want. But no doubt Jerry is still a very prideful guy. You could tell he wants things the way that he wants them, and he swears that it was a universally agreed on thing within the organization. And my question would have been, because it seemed like they asked a lot of really good questions in that press. I'll give the reporters that were there that credit. But my question would have been, Jerry, how can you trust that everybody is really on the same page? If you go in there and you say you want to trade Micah Parsons, who's going to be brave enough to say,
nobody.
I think this is a bad idea? That's my thing. I mean, you can't convince me that everybody was on board with this. You just can't.
The only thing I would say to that, Cordell, and I kind of was in not a similar situation, but a situation kind of like that where we're at the owners' meetings, and Dan and Fred Drasner was Dan's partner when he first bought the team. We're at the owners' meetings, and we had just won. In 99, we won the division, and Brad Johnson was the Pro Bowl quarterback. And we're in the meetings. They call me out of a meeting, and they said, find Lee Steinberg. I said, why do you want me to find Lee Steinberg? We want to talk to him about Jeff George. I said, why? And he said, well, just find Lee. So then I go to Norv. I said, Norv, you're never going to believe what they just asked me to do. And he says, he'll never play for me. You know, I said, cool. You know, so then, you know, like Dan and Fred, they go, finally? Said, nah, haven't found him. You know, I wasn't looking for him. I didn't want Jeff George.
Right.
You know, so then I'm in a meeting. They call me out. I'm back against the wall, and they say, hey, look at your paycheck. Whose name's on it? You know, we own this team. You don't. We tell you to go do this, do it. You know, so, and it ended up screwing up the team.
And Brad Johnson goes on to win a Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah. So that's what happens when, you know, that's what owners will do when they get in their head what they want to do, you know, and it's their decision and they can make it. And they're not going to listen to people. They're not going to listen. And Jerry's not listening to Steven. I mean, you watch the Dallas show on Netflix because he's talking. I don't know if you got to that part yet where, yeah, I thought that it wasn't that big a deal with Jimmy and my dad. You know, I thought it was going to get worked out, you know. But Jerry was so stubborn. That is Jerry Jones.
Yes.
Like, hey, I'm part of, you know, I want to be included. You know, he fires a guy that won two Super Bowls, you know. So trading a player like Micah Parsons, that's nothing for him.
No. No, he's the star of the show.
Yes.
Nobody that puts that star on their helmet will be bigger than Jerry in Jerry's mind. And that's the thing here. I just, you got a lame duck coach in there right now that you didn't even want to hire.
Yeah.
You've alienated a lot of your star players beyond Micah. Diggs. I mean, Dak, I guess he still is in good favor right now until there's another new shiny toy coming out of college that he wants. But I look at that, and look, I'm rooting for their failure without a doubt, obviously. So I do love this, but I just can't make sense of it. You don't see those types of players traded. And then the thing is, who's going to check him? Like we've been, he's the owner, he's the GM. Most GMs aren't even brave enough to make this move because then you're on the hot seat that entire year.
Well, if you're a GM, you can't make it because the owner's going to say, what the hell? Let me ask you this, Cordell. Do you think the Ravens, if you were Eric, would you have made the call?
No.
I agree with
you. And I talked about this yesterday. He just became the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. He's going to be paid more than Lamar? You can't.
No, he's making 47. Lamar makes like 50-something.
No, non-quarterback. Yeah, right. But you just give this deal to Hamilton. You have to, you still got to figure things out with, look, whether it's Linderbaum or Likely or Andrews or Jones, all these other dudes. I just don't think that was ever really going to happen. Obviously, he's a player. If they're willing to give him to you for a deal that helps you out, without a doubt. But, and look, honestly, could the Ravens have matched that offer that the Packers gave him? Probably. We're still talking about late round picks. Kenny Clark, I mean, Travis Jones or Matt Ibike or any of them, that's comparable to Kenny Clark right now. I think they could give a competitive offer. I just don't know if the money would have worked with the way the Ravens do business. Are they giving Micah Parsons that deal? I don't know.
If I'm Eric, got the best roster in football now.
Yeah.
You know, and I got great chemistry on my football team. Why do I want to disrupt things, you know? And especially right before, I mean, you're playing Buffalo in what, like 10 days, 9 days? So, and I don't see Eric giving away two first-round draft picks either.
They care a lot. I mean, and we just talked to him the other day, and he talked again about how they're going to need the cheap labor. They need these draft picks to hit. They can't keep all their good players that they want to keep. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that the writing's on the wall. You just give it's been a great week for athletes first. I mean, you get the Hamilton deal done the other day. The very next day, Parsons gets his deal. I mean, they're having a great week. They're popping endless champagne right now. But I never really bought into Parsons coming to Baltimore, even though the reports kept saying that the Ravens were one of the teams that they felt like were checking in on them.
Well, I mean, you got to do your due diligence. Mm-hmm. You know, what's it going to cost me? And if I would have been Dallas, you know, I would have asked for, I would have, you know, Give me a one. Just give me a one. Give me Travis Jones and Mike Green.
Yeah.
I do, you know. Then so, I got a replacement and I got a run stopper, but I'm going to end up having to pay Travis Jones, but that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that is nothing compared to what Parsons is getting. And Green's on a rookie deal. First year of a rookie deal. Coming up next here on the program, let's talk about the Ravens. Kyle Hamilton got his big payday the other day. Let's look at this defense and especially Kyle Hamilton getting paid as well and what impact that'll have on this Ravens defense that is expecting to get off to a faster start than they did last year. That's next here on the Fan.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Kyle Hamilton got a big payday the other day. He is, in my opinion, he's the face of the defense. He's the stabilizer. He's the best player on that side of the ball. And I do think they go as he goes. And this, I think it's been a really good camp for the defense as a whole. They've got some injuries in the secondary right now. That's a little concerning. But last year, we remember them getting off to a slow start. And it was a lot of news. Zach Orr being one of the biggest new pieces. Some losses as well on the coaching staff, player-wise. So a lot of new on that defense, but they would end up settling down as the year would go on. Vinny, they do have a tough schedule to start the year, but do you anticipate the defense looking the way that they did for the most part this summer?
Yeah. I think defense is going to be outstanding. I think it's going to be very good. I think, Cordell, when you just look at the defensive players, all right, let's just look at depth-wise and stuff. And I was telling Haney about this yesterday. Ravens, would you say that in the three preseason games, none of them were, they dominated everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they gave up one touchdown defensively, one passing touchdown. They got five turnovers. Last year, the defense, and we're talking depth, the preseason, they're 1-2. They lost 30-7 to Green Bay. Can you see any way that they lose a preseason game this past year, 30-7? There is no way.
No.
No. They're so much deeper. There's so much, and I think Number one, let's just start with Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz, that scared the heck out of me last year, Cordell, all summer long, that he has never called a defense. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's going against Andy Reid in his first game. That was scary. And the way it played out, you know, he had a lot of assistant coaches that were new too. And they're gone. You know, so that wasn't good either. The linebacker coach and the secondary coach. Where did we have the most problems last year?
Yep.
Secondary and linebacker. So those guys are gone. Dean Pease came in week five, settled things down. By the end of the year, they were damn good. Chuck Pagano's here from day one. And I don't know what you think, but to me, when you watch the secondary play and you watch them in the preseason, fundamentally, backpedal, plant, drive, turning, all those things, they all look the same. I mean, there's nobody that fundamentally sucks out there in the secondary. I think they're extremely well coached. Extremely well coached. And they all have ball skills. They can all make plays. Last year, Stevens couldn't make a play on the ball. And Marcus Williams was so far deep that you couldn't even see him in the picture. So they had, and communication was horrendous. You know, and it was horrendous in the preseason. So I think that you've got everybody back on defense and you've got additions, you know, like Alexander Awuzie and Starks, which is going to help them tremendously. And then offensively, you're in year three and you got everybody back. You got the same. I'd be totally disappointed, Cordell, if they don't come out of the gate flying. And I'd be totally disappointed if that defense is not real good, because I think that this defense is going to look more like, scheme-wise, Mike McDonald. Remember when they were blitzing they were attacking on defense. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be an attacking defense because they have faith in the corners, because, you know, they can play the football and stuff. They got faith in Malachi Starks, and that's why I said I think he's going to be their leading interceptor back there, because I think, you know, they're going to be bringing Hamilton. They're going to be bringing Marlon. And, you know, I think they're going to be getting after the quarterback big time. So I'm going to be totally disappointed if they don't start fast, Cordell.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way the schedule sets up, they have to start fast. I mean, you got some tough teams in there, obviously, starting in Buffalo. You got Detroit week three. You got the Chiefs. Right after that, even that Browns game, I mean, it's just a division, and we know how they can kind of get caught sleeping a little bit early in the season.
The only way I see they sleep in that game, Cordell,
sleepwalking into that one.
If they blow up Buffalo.
Yeah, and I don't see that either. I think that Buffalo game will be tough. I think they win. I think they beat Buffalo, but I don't anticipate it being a blowout. I think it comes down to the last possession or in that game. Yeah. I mean, those are two really good teams, you know. I mean, and you don't really see Buffalo get ran off the field that often. Granted, the Ravens did it to them in the regular season last year. But it's week one. Right. Tackling's going to be an issue. I think is the main reason why you're going to see that game be tight down the stretch.
See, I think the thing with Buffalo is they're not that great against the run. They're going to get tested.
The Ravens. Buffalo.
They're going to get tested. And Cordell, when you go back and you look at the stats of the playoff game, okay? I mean, because I did it the other day. They had 176 yards rushing.
Mm-hmm.
They had 475 total yards. They dominated. It was just the turnovers. You know, and that's the thing. If the Ravens don't turn the ball over, Cordell, they can win by 10, 12 points, you know, next week. I think so. And if they can't stop the run, Henry's going to keep pounding them. And, you know, if the Ravens, like I said, if they don't turn it over, I could see the Ravens winning by double digits.
I wonder what it's going to look like on the other side, too, trying to stop the run for the Ravens with them, because that was an issue. That Buffalo offensive line road grades people, and they caught them a lot of times in nickel and dime last year. I wonder if they'll adjust to that and go a little more base against them to start the year to try to avoid that.
The only thing I would say to that is who are you going to put in there next to Roquan if you're going to run base?
That's the problem.
And if it's me, Cordell, what I noticed about Simpson in the last preseason game, the Washington game, he made a bunch of plays, right? But every play that he made, he was blitzing.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, like, when the game started, Washington just running down the field. Him and Buchanan, they were nowhere to be found. They can't sit in there and take on. And I don't think Simpson sees it real quick. But just like in that Pittsburgh game, his first game that he played, he made plays, blitzed him. You know, I think if he's in there, you run blitz him. I think that's what you got to do with him to get him active. Because, you know, like when you're watching and he and even in practice, he and Roquan are out there together, you know, and they run a play. Roquan's right there by the ball. Where the hell's Simpson?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I don't think he reads it that quick, but he's a good blitzer. And you can take advantage of his skills if you attack him and take the thinking out of it.
Coming up next on the program, we'll be joined by Dr. Scott Adams from Orthopedics Associates of Central Maryland. We'll talk to him about some of these injuries plaguing the Ravens right now, mostly on the defensive side of the ball, but we'll ask him about Isaiah Likely as well, I'm sure. That's next here on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline is Dr. Scott Adams from Ortho Associates of Central Maryland. Doctor, what's going on?
Not much. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Vinny.
We're about a week away from the season now. Well, for the Ravens, about a week and some change away from the season getting underway in Buffalo. And I think a lot of people are feeling good about this team, but definitely some injuries here scaring people a little bit. And Isaiah Likely, you could start with him. You know, he's a guy that's he's been gone for a while now. He did end up having surgery. He wasn't put on IR when the rosters was released. So that was good. That kind of tells you that they expect him back in the first 4 weeks. But is this kind of gone according to plan? When he went down, has his timeline changed at all in your mind?
Yeah, no, this is a relatively common injury, especially in football. What he most likely did was break one of the bones called the metatarsals, which are the long bones in the foot that connect up to the toe. And on the very outside one, which is called the fifth metatarsal, right at the base is an area that just doesn't get a very good blood supply. And so it's very prone to getting a break in that area. And while it's prone to break there, it's also slow to heal. So in a athlete, it's very common to do surgery early in this treatment to try to improve the chances of it healing. And most of the time these heal, and once they heal, he should be back to normal. And so that's why, because of when he injured himself, they said, well, we're going to try to speed this healing up. And so this is a very common injury. It's happened before with the Ravens and with a lot of the teams. And the player usually does get back, and usually it doesn't cause a long-term problem for him. Sometimes they have to modify his shoe a little, but once it's healed, he should be a full go.
Now, Doc, Jair Alexander. Now, anytime that I had swelling in my knee, there was something going on in my knee. You know, and he got that drained, and then he came back, and then he hadn't done anything since August the 9th. You know, so I'm guessing, and Cordell said same thing earlier, that he probably got a scope or clean out. You know, that's what I had to do. I had to get, like, there was particles floating around, or something causes the swelling. That's part of it, Doc. And then the other part is how do you kind of, a guy who's had knee issues and played 14 games over the last 2 years, how do you baby him through it? How do you get him through 17 weeks?
Yeah, and that's tough. I mean, this type of scenario does worry me in the sense that you think there is something that is causing recurrent swelling and inflammation, and that can be a cartilage problem, which in a young, active person of any athletic level can be a challenge, especially in a professional athlete where they are going at least 17 weeks of a season where this may come back to flare up from time to time. And this is something that's sometimes hard to make completely go away. So this can mean like activity modification during the week and a lot of rehab and athletic training room during the week to try to prevent this from becoming a recurring problem, because some of the cartilage problems are among the hardest things that we can more permanently fix. So when you hear an athlete having these sort of scenarios where they had surgery in December, they've had swelling, they've had to have draining, you do worry about inflammation, and that's only going to worsen as the season goes on. So this is something he's going to probably have to treat throughout the whole season, whether it's as simple as anti-inflammatories to periodically draining it, or like I said, doing some of the activity modifications during the week just to decrease the number of reps that knee is feeling. But this is the type of injury that I worry more about than some of the other ones we talked about, where once it's healed, it shouldn't come back. This is something that may come back periodically.
What do you think, Doc? Practice one day a week? You know, I'm guessing, all right, you play Sunday, so it's probably going to be swollen, you know, and then maybe you can practice on a Wednesday or Thursday and then play on Sunday. I would guess probably something like that.
Yeah, that would be, I think, a good strategy. Now, during the week, to maintain fitness and cardio, that could be in like the pool or on a stationary bicycle, something with a lower impact activity. But trying to limit just how much pounding he's doing on that leg during the week will make it easier for him to participate on the weekend.
Doc, really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot for all the insight. I'm sure, do we talk to him
Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I thought. We talked to him.
Scott, we talking to you Sunday?
I believe so, yes.
All right, we'll talk to you before we go kick some buffalo butt, Scott.
Exactly.
Thanks, Doc. coming up next here on Vinny and Haney. We'll start to take some of your calls. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in, want to talk about the Ravens as we are a little over a week away from the regular season getting underway. Got some college football going on. Week zero last week. Had a lot of games last night. Got even more tonight and tomorrow. Sunday. Got a Monday nighter as well. So college football is here. You want to talk some Orioles. Orioles get swept by the Red Sox following that loss yesterday afternoon. The bad times just keep on rolling for the Birds right now. So you want to talk about any of those things, we'll take your calls next here on The Fan. Right here on The Fan. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. Coming up at 11, we'll talk some Ravens football with Jonas Schaefer. He covers the team for the Banner. But right now, we're talking to you. Let's go to Towson and get PT. PT, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. Already been a great show. I really love how Nolan let that intro roll with Jerry Jones, because it just exposes Jones for who he is. You know, just a guy who wants to talk, doesn't even care what he says, and half the time it doesn't make a lot of sense. But he's just rattling on. And the point you made, Cordell, he knows the man's name, and he's purposely screwing with him by saying, you know, not saying his name properly, you know, Micah, and so saying Mike or whatever it is. And that's the kind of guy Jones is. He just is. And he gave away the best coach / GM of that era when he fired Jones. Jimmy Johnson, thank you. Just out of his own personal emotion, which is so weak, and exposed himself for who he is. And ever since then, obviously, the franchise hasn't done much. And Cordell, also a great point. And it cost me last night because I lost a couple of bets. There's terrible tackling early in the season, like you said, Cordell. And we're going to see that week one in the NFL. And Vinny, I love your point. And it's a look that most fans don't get because of your experience. You're telling people behind, you know, what goes on. And a guy like Sean Taylor, man, it might cost you $2 million more than you want to give, but there's no way you let a guy like that go. So I really appreciate all the insights. And also something else you said, Vinny. The thing with Trenton Simpson, man, let that cat go.
Yep.
You know, yeah, set him loose, man, because he's a beast. You know, just put him in the ideal situation with the run blitzes and all that. But my question to you guys is, and it's a little off, but I'd love LSU at Clemson. And I know you know Brian Kelly probably a little bit.
I don't like him.
No, neither do I, man. I thought what he did with that guy videotaping the practices up at Notre Dame was
I'll tell you. Let me tell you a quick story about Brian Kelly. We go to Notre Dame for Charlie's hockey visit, and it's right before they're playing Florida State. So it was a Sunday, so they're practicing, you know, and the hockey coach, you know, the assistant that was showing us around, he was a player when I was there, so I've known him forever.
Right.
So he had told the coaches and stuff that I was coming to practice and everything. So we get there, and, you know, I said, well, can we go down on the field? No. I mean, they set us over in the stadium, made us sit up in the stadium. Kelly wouldn't let us on the field or anything, you know, and it pissed me off so bad. You know,
right.
and we leave the stadium. We walk out. I see Lou Holtz's statue. I call Coach. I said, Coach, I'm at Notre Dame. Well, if there's anything you need. I said, Coach, can you believe Brian Kelly wouldn't let me on the field? What? You know? And ever since then, I don't like him. And you know what? What is he, 0-5 in his first games? I hope they go 0-6.
Listen, I'm with you. I think he's a squirrel, and he proved it when he went down there. He's
and he doesn't have that southern accent anymore either. That Cajun accent is gone.
No, I'm with you, man. But I think as far as coaching, I don't think much of Sweeney. And Clemson did get housed by Georgia last year of game one, and I just think LSU has so much talent.
Yeah, the only problem with LSU, PT. Cordell, is they had four O-linemen drafted last year. So they got a young offensive line with a good Clemson team on the road.
And you could also copy and paste that statement of LSU has so much talent. That's every year LSU has talent. Every year. And Chip Kelly had a roster that had Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers on it at the same time, and they did jack squat. So, yeah, I don't believe in Chip Kelly. Dabo, I don't like Dabo either, but Dabo at least has won some things. I actually think Clemson's going to win that game. I think Clemson's going to have a much better year this year than they had last year.
Well, because he doesn't like the portal.
Right.
So all his guys now have been there a while and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I met Dabo Cordell. He was a receiver coach at Alabama when I met Dabo. You know, so I don't mind. Have you ever been to Clemson?
No.
I love the campus. I think it's a beautiful campus. It's on a lake. And the atmosphere, Cordell, is beautiful. It's a great atmosphere. And I know Rob Long hates him because he's a, you know, Gamecocker. You know, he's a
South Carolina guy.
Yeah. So I'll be cheering Saturday night for Clemson. Now, Cordell, like tomorrow, are you football all day tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, my son has he's got his soccer class at 11, but that's over at 11:50. So I'll probably get home in the middle of the first quarter of the Texas-Ohio State game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I will be watching as many games as I can tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, because tomorrow, yeah, I mean, just the anticipation. I want to see what Arch Manning's going to do against, you know, that defense and stuff. You know, I mean, there's a lot of intrigue in that game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, both teams are going, you would expect, to be two of the last few teams standing when it's all said and done.
I agree.
I don't know. My gut tells me with Arch, the hype is going to surpass what he really is. And I don't think he's going to be bad.
I don't know that he can play up to what's expected of him.
That's the thing. It's too high at this point.
Yes.
The man in name is just, it carries so much weight, and rightfully so. I think he's good. He's definitely athletic. And that plays in today's football. It does. If you can move as a quarterback, you've got a shot. I just wonder, you know, you start out in Ohio State, you start out in the horseshoe. We're going to find out who he really is right away.
Now, Cordell, have you ever been to Texas campus?
No.
Can you imagine being Arch Manning at the University of Texas?
No, I can't. I've never been, you know,
I mean,
that guy. I mean, you're that guy at that school that cares so much about football. Yeah. You're a celebrity. You almost have to have Secret Service walk you around.
Yeah. Can you imagine the women?
Sure, it's a nice selection for him. I'm sure he has his pick for sure. Coming up next, another guy I'm sure that has his picks, Jonah Schaefer. We'll talk to him about the Baltimore Ravens. He covers the team for the Banner. We'll ask Jonas about Kyle Hamilton's new contract. Who else could be in line for an extension? We'll ask Jonas next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.